This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode 98, recorded June 4th, 2012, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Oh, that was very weird. Did you hear part of that?
I heard the music.
Okay, well, it wasn't appearing on the recording. That was part of the part
that
I...
It's a mystery.
That is part of the part I rewired. What I wanted to do is that the Droid 2 could also bring in Skype or a Google voice call. So I wired it into the board, including a microphone hookup, so I might have miswired something. I think I just turned up the knob, but I'll test it later on in the week. What I'm going to do, this computer that is actually running the whole system now, is running Fedora 15, and they're up to Fedora 17.
I thought they were Fedora 19.
No.
No, seriously, I thought
Fedora 19 was just released 17.
I was setting up a CentOS system over the weekend, and I was trying to set up some supplementary packages that aren't normally CentOS available, and CentOS and Fedora being the closest related, right?
Well, technically, they're they are very closely related.
So, some of the packages I was looking at were said they were for Fedora 19 and 18.
Yes.
So, okay. Okay. I could be wrong.
But because support for updates gets discontinued at N-2, I figured that it was a good time to update.
Okay.
And I must have
missed... I'm getting intermittent echo.
Really?
Yes.
I must have miswired
something. Sometimes it's me echoing, sometimes it's you echoing, sometimes it's an echo of my echo.
I must have miswired something.
Maybe the wires aren't properly shielded.
No, they're all shielded wire. They're close to each other. Let me move that a little. The only wire that you're straddling, Jerry?
I'm straddling a wire?
Yeah. The only wire that you're close to in the wiring is, yeah, the wire coming back from the board, so you might be straddling yourself. That shouldn't do
okay.
anything.
Okay, I am registered for self.
Oh, congratulations. And I'll figure out the board. After I come back from self, I have a few days off. I'll be using it to spend some time with the board. I'm going to redo the software next, so I'll be doing some extensive testing.
I'm very sad, though.
Why?
Because Friday, there's some MySQL stuff all day, so I'm going to do those. I'm doing the, thanks to the schedule being up, there are some advanced topics and some beginner topics that I want to attend. But they're also doing Blue Collar Git on Friday, which I'd also like to go to.
Well, you know, they do put them up 8 to 10 months later.
I don't know if they're going to do the Blue Collar Git, if they're going to put that up, because, you know, it's, you know, they're charging $200 to go to that day.
Oh, then probably they won't.
But
I am excited to see you, Jerry, for the first time.
For the first time. For the last time. Yeah. For the first time.
I have to figure out, how do I find you? We probably should talk about that. How do I find somebody I've never met?
You have a cell phone, right?
Yes.
I have a cell phone.
Oh, so we'll just email each other.
We'll exchange cell phone numbers and then call each other.
Oh, call?
That's what,
with voice?
You know, normal people would do.
Are we normal people, Jerry?
You know, no, but that's okay.
Well, you know, I saw that Kevin McLaughlin wants us to be the official podcast of self.
But we're not a Linux podcast.
But, you know, I was flattered. You know, I was very honored by the suggestion.
Oh.
Yeah. And we do have a message. Would you like to hear the voicemail message we got this week?
I would love to hear the voice. Yes, please.
I haven't heard it yet.
Uh-oh.
But it's a little bit too far away, and my funds are a little bit too short. Jerry, I hope your weight, your...
I think I need to repeat that.
Going in the, hello, Guru. Hello, Jerry. First off, hope you have a safe trip going to self. Really wish I could make it, but it's a little bit too far away, and my funds are a little bit too short. Jerry, I hope your weight loss is still going in a positive direction, positively good direction, that is. Now to the app. You want your dialer to be landscape. I, too, could not stand my dialer only being in portrait. Dave, a guy who makes car mount over at BridgeMTM.com, hooked me up with this app. It's called Display Orientator. make sure you put that OR at the end. Very simple app. You load it. You get a little teeny icon that you can move around by default at the top left. And you simply put your phone in landscape, have the screen go into landscape, tap the little icon, and then launch your dialer, and voila, your dialer is now in landscape. It can do it to It can do it to any application. It can force a display mode, either portrait or landscape. And most apps display like they were always meant to be displayed in that way. I've had basically no issues with this app, and I consider it to be gold, pure gold, because now one of my cars in my car mount, I can simply lock the screen and launch any app, and I know I don't have to turn my head 90 degrees. All right, guys, I want to thank you guys for the show. Please keep it up, and again, have fun itself, Jerry. You're going to be surrounded by Linux weenies, but you'll find they're very cool people. All right, guys, bye.
I'd like to say I'm convinced that I'm having some wiring issues again.
Well, to answer, he asked about my weight. I don't remember what I said the last time.
Let's go to the videotape. I'm sorry, I don't have that available. I have to keep a weight loss chart for you, Jerry. I can't remember.
No, it continues to go down. This morning I was at 231, so I'm lost over 80 pounds now.
I'm very pleased.
As is my wife.
I wish I had lost that much weight, but I'm lazy, at least compared to you. I only go to the gym 3 times a week, so I better go more.
Nah, it's not about the gym.
I know, but that's where I get my exercise.
No, I mean, it's not about exercise.
I always thought it was.
No, losing weight is 80% diet.
Okay, I thought my diet was good, but maybe it has to be better.
Well, I'm sure it is, you know, good, high quality. You're eating healthy food. Losing weight is just a matter of fewer calories.
Well, what I'm going to do, Jerry, is I'm going to buy one of those Samsung fridges, and I'm going to have my phone tell my fridge what to stock inside it.
Look up an app called MyFitnessPal.
I've seen it.
Yeah, and just seriously, dude, track how many calories you're eating.
I've done that. I did that with, My Calorie Counter by Fat Secret.
Yeah.
It wasn't so secret. I don't understand. How do you have a social network and call it Fat Secret? It's not a secret if it's a social network. As you can see from our lineup, I'll be trying Food Planner.
Ooh.
I'm going to inventory my cabinets.
Interesting. Is it going to tell you what you can make?
Well, the idea is that you have a list of common recipes that you make regularly. You have the inventory of your cabinets, and then you can, of course, generate shopping lists, and you can generate food off of what you have in your cabinets, and you can import recipes.
Cool.
So I don't know if that's going to work for me, but I keep finding things that I forgot I had in my cabinets. So
edible?
Hopefully. So basically, I think it may help, at least in getting a better sense of what I need or what I can use. So shall we get to a little news?
Let's do a little news.
Did you know, Jerry, that HyperCard is now 25 years old?
I don't even know what HyperCard is.
It was an Apple standard that would be considered the precursor of the modern web. I remember using things with HyperCard when I used to play with that Macintosh Performa, the last time that a Macintosh has been anywhere near me.
Whew, glad to hear that.
Yeah, that thing fell apart. Well, at least Steve Jobs came back to the company and made hardware that you could actually not be embarrassed to have in your house.
Okay, so did this HyperCard do anything useful? I mean, did it provide a legacy for anything, or is it just something cool that happened a quarter decade ago?
Well, I'm going to go with something cool.
Or a quarter century.
Well, a lot of the principles still remain to today. Essentially, it was a very basic way of doing hypertext, you know, links, rich media, etc. Moving along, not much to say about that. AT&T's CEO suggested that the future is data plans. So essentially, no more voice and text. Everything is data.
I'll buy that.
Voice and text would be VoIP, and of course, text would be no data, pretty much, if you've actually seen how much data a text message should take up.
And yeah, I'll buy that. If we can get connections to transition when you shift towers seamlessly, then VoIP over data, sure, yeah.
They're working on it.
Right now, you're stuck. If you're on a VoIP call, you better not move.
They're working on it.
Or you're going to lose it.
Yes. I also want to give a shout out to Brome in the chat room, who will also be joining us along with Murph at Self.
Oh, I wonder if there's anybody else that listens to our podcast that's just that is going to be there, but they don't show up in the chat room. Or is it just going to be me, you, Murph, and Brome?
How about Pat Archibald?
Is he going to be there?
I think he's been there the last 2 years.
Okay, well, maybe if he knows I'm going to be there, he won't be there.
Why would that be?
I don't know.
Are you saying, are you saying that there's a feud between you and Pat Archibald because of all the times that you've said, I hate Linux, followed by Hi Pat?
No, I have not.
I had to promise.
I don't believe I've ever said I hate Linux. I just call, you know, Linux weenies. Hi Pat.
Okay. By the way, you know, I had to convince Pat Davila you weren't talking about him.
Why?
Because he's also Pat.
My mom's also Pat.
Okay.
Of course, when I say hi to her, I don't say hi Pat. I say, you know, hi mom.
Hi Jerry's mom.
I don't think she listens to this podcast, although she is an HTC Evo user, the OG.
Oh, my mother doesn't listen to this podcast either. I say next Mother's Day we bring our mothers on.
We'll talk about it.
I'm kidding anyway. I can't get my mother to listen to the show. You think I can get her to show up to talk? She loves me too much to listen to the show. How about that?
Right.
Anyway, let's see. LTE is allowing CDMA users to have a SIM card for the first time. Meanwhile, the industry and Apple consider embedding SIMs, taking away the same portability from users who currently have it. Your thoughts, Sherry? Do you want a SIM card?
I don't care. You know, in the day, SIM cards were really awesome because you could store cell phone numbers on them.
That's not why I think they're important.
When I lived in Spain and that was how my cell phone was, that was really useful because you'd get a new phone and you didn't want to put all your phone numbers back into it. So whenever you put a phone number in, you made sure to store it on your SIM card. It was a SIM contact. And then when you moved the SIMs, you still had all your contacts, which was really awesome. Well, now all of my contacts are Gmail contacts. So I don't need to move a SIM card, which it turns out, you know, tends to be better, but I'm not a SIM card. I don't care.
Well, I have to say on the subject that I feel, and I'm not sure how you feel on the subject, that a SIM card means that you can take a device to any network.
No. Man, you can't do that now with SIM cards. Not here in the States.
Yes, but okay. You can too.
What carriers use SIM cards?
AT&T, T-Mobile.
T-Mobile and AT&T, right?
What about all the ones overseas?
Well, we don't live overseas.
What if I want to go to Canada?
From overseas won't help you over here.
Yeah, but what if I want to take my phone
over here? Won't work with SIM cards from over there.
Yes, they will.
They'll work. You'll be able to make phone calls, but the data won't work, or you'll be stuck on 2G.
Not true. I had no problem when I took my Droid 3 abroad.
But that was your Droid 3 was a world phone. It was not a U.S. GSM phone.
Yeah, but you could have other world phones. Why is it? Saying is, why can you not have a system by which the phone is not provided by the carrier necessarily? It can be, but why the carrier provides you with the SIM card and you have freedom to go out there and buy whatever phone you want.
I believe you can do that now, and you don't need a SIM card to do it. If you buy a CDMA phone, you can take said CDMA phone down to Verizon and say, I want this to be my phone, and they will hook it up.
Okay.
Now, you may not be able to get internet on it, but you'll be able to make phone calls on it, and Sprint will do the same thing, and MetroPCS, another CDM carrier that we have around here, will do the same thing, but you won't get data on it, and you can buy whatever GSM phone you want. Go to AT&T and grab a SIM card, put it in it. I'm just saying the SIM card does not give you that flexibility because you already have that flexibility.
I will agree with that, at least to the extent that the SIM card doesn't give you that flexibility. But I still like the idea of taking a card out of my phone, putting it into another phone, and I don't have to call the carrier, ask permission, renew my contract. But I did that now. I went and bought a used phone.
And you had to pay them to activate it, probably.
Nope. Not no? Then. Because it's not a new activation in that sense. It's not an upgrade.
Okay, MetroPCS charges you like $40 to activate that phone on a phone number.
Yeah,
now, that could be just because, you know, MetroPCS is looking for any way to get money out of you.
Yeah, in this case, the people at Verizon don't charge you except when you are renewing your contract. There is a service fee that's supposedly $30. I don't know if they charged me or what they're supposed to charge me on. Maybe I got away, or maybe there's something on my bill that they didn't bother to tell me about that I can complain about later.
Well, good luck.
Okay. Thank you for your well wishes.
Nothing but.
Yeah, I think the volume has changed again. Sorry. Anyway, moving along. The nano SIM standard has been approved. So now if your SIM cards weren't tiny enough, they're getting tinier.
Ooh. Yeah, I just don't understand what a SIM card brings. But yeah.
But they're smaller now. They bring less.
Who cares?
If you have one, you care.
Phone.
If you have
one, whether it's half an inch or a quarter of an inch, does it really make that big a difference?
We'll see.
I mean, if we were talking about, you know, credit card sized is how big a SIM card was, and they were getting down to say half that, then okay, that's a big deal.
Well, look at the size of them and look at how much space is a premium in a phone. Anything that's smaller makes the phone smaller.
So just get rid of the SIM card altogether.
We call that CDMA.
Works for me. But now CDMA is getting SIM cards.
No, LTE is getting SIM cards.
Right, but the CDMA networks are going LTE, so they're the CDMA networks are getting SIM cards.
Well, I'd like to point out that because I have a SIM card slot for my LTE, I can turn it on a GSM network.
In theory, or have you done it?
Well, I wanted to test that, so I went to the T-Mobile site. You can get a T-Mobile SIM for $1.99
mm-hmm.
with 10 emergency minutes on it. I figured that was enough to test whether or not my phone could work on T-Mobile.
But you just tested the time, or voice. You didn't test...
I will, but then I have to give them $10.
Okay.
I suppose if I find somebody who has a T-Mobile or an AT&T SIM, I could just stick it in the phone and see what happens. Maybe somebody down itself.
Ooh, a map.
A map? Of what?
The conference.
Oh, okay. Moving along, ICS is now on 7.1% of devices.
Ooh, almost to double digits.
Gingerbread is on 65%, Froyo on 19.1%, and others too small to mention.
Excellent. Eclair and below, going down the drain.
I think that's good.
It is.
Google is holding a Maps event on Wednesday to show off the next dimension of maps.
Of maps.
Maps.
Yeah.
It will be the next dimension. I'm trying to have that reverberating thing. I don't have a reverb button here. Did I do a good reverb?
No.
No, sorry. In a world where people are going to look at maps. That guy passed away, didn't he? Never mind.
That was better.
I'll practice for the podcast on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or whenever we're doing it.
Cool.
Oh, on an unrelated note, I'm assuming next Monday we're taking the day off.
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
I think that would
probably
be nice.
At the very minimum, no live show.
Yes. So we may record some mini shows and some interviews, and maybe I'll put together some, if I talk to a lot of people and you talk to a lot of people, I will put together a clip show, but I think we should take next week off on the live show. Speaking of live shows, just to take a moment, I decided to drop by the Droid Nation live show, which is on Wednesdays at 9:00. They didn't start till well after that because I didn't get home until well after that. I participated in their chat room. It was interesting because somebody had their notification sounds on, and every time I made a comment in their IRC channel, I could hear a ding on the recording.
That's funny. They don't use headsets, huh?
I don't know. You'll have to ask the door-to-door geek. They decided to do a live rooting.
Ooh.
Yes, I'm not quite sure. On an audio podcast, and I'm not sure if there is video because I didn't see any, is it suspenseful to root your phone on the air, especially when you unfortunately fail?
It was somewhat, that's not good.
Yeah, it was somewhat anticlimactic, but it was a lot of fun. Pat showed up.
Hi, Pat.
Yeah, that Pat. But I didn't want to give them a plug. I found it most enjoyable. Maybe I should leave them a voicemail.
You should.
I have to write down
that. Podcasts love getting voicemails.
I know. Oh, by the way, I hear Garby has injured his hand, and thus he will be unable to call us.
Likely excuse. Did he actually injure his hand?
He sent a message saying he is disappearing from chat rooms for a while, as I happen to know other chat rooms he lurks in.
Yeah.
Due to a personal injury.
Oh.
So let us wish him well in his possible carpal tunnel syndrome or related.
Dude, sorry to hear that. I hope things work out.
Yes, and if you happen to feel better, you might want to dial 201 to Wenica. You owe us a voicemail. Hopefully, sending us a voicemail will cheer you up in your convalescence. We would, of course, call you and cheer you up, except we don't have your phone number.
We don't.
No, but as soon as that extra microphone cable arrives on Wednesday, I should be able to patch a phone into the board.
Ooh, so somebody could call live.
Yes, I wanted to set it up for Brome. I know Brome is a lover of freedom and thus does not wish to use Skype, which I respect, so I wanted to give him an alternative. Also, you know, we can do some of those old-fashioned radio type things. We can call up people and ask them if their refrigerator is running.
That's just, no.
I wasn't serious.
Okay.
Okay. Jerry, do you have Prince Albert in a camp? Never mind.
I didn't hear it. I heard Jerry, and then I lost it.
Oh, no, another bad joke. I just wanted to know if you had Prince Albert in a can.
See, I don't even know what that is.
It was a product.
Oh.
Anyway, moving along. Did you know that Google Drives will offer an offline mode within the next few weeks?
I did not.
I find this potentially useful. In the future, you might be able to use Docs, which is part of Google Drive, without incident.
No.
Yes.
Well, cool.
Yes. I think we're just both very excited about next week. Actually, it's not even next week. Do you realize that it is only 3.5 days away?
Yep.
Yes. Much excitement. We will be bringing you all sorts of Linux-y, Android-y audio recordings. In fact, I have rechargeable batteries. Well, you know, you have to make sure you can record all these interviews.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Moving along, Power A is introducing the MOGA Bluetooth controller for Android. And I have to ask, will controllers for cell phones allow cell phones to become a permanent replacement for the handheld gaming devices market? Your thoughts, Jerry Jones?
I don't know.
Do you think that the Nintendo, what is that little one?
DS.
Thank you. And the PlayStation, what's the little one?
PSP.
Okay. Do you think that that will replace these?
No.
Well, you never know.
I don't.
Tune in.
But if I had to guess.
Tune in soon. You may see the Nintendo branded phone. Or the Nintendo controller for Android.
Yeah, maybe.
So Jerry, as a ICS user, do you think that the menu button should be finally killed in favor of the action overflow?
It has been killed.
Yes, but people are still using the menu button. So in programs that don't have menu buttons, they have to have a giant menu button at the bottom.
No, that's just to make up for apps that aren't ICS. If it's an ICS app, then it can have a button anywhere for the menu. As a matter of
fact, overflow.
If you go to like the Google Play Store,
yes,
there's a menu button, but it's up in the upper right-hand corner.
No, that's not a menu button. That's an action overflow button. You have to tell the difference.
Are you sure?
Well, a menu button is a different type of button. That's an action overflow button.
I thought the action overflow buttons were like if you open up Dog Catcher, and on each of the items, there's that little triangle over in the lower right-hand corner. And if you touch it, you get a menu of stuff. I thought that was the action overflow.
Really? I thought it was the three dots.
I thought the three dots were menu.
Okay.
Because if it's not an ICS and it doesn't have those three buttons, you get that big old bar across the bottom that has nothing but those three dots. And when you press it, it's just like pressing the menu button.
Well, let's see if I have a definition of action overflow. Come on, tablet. You can do it. I don't know why I'm using the tablet. I have a whole computer here. And I just spent $20 on a mount. Are you looking for the definition of action overflow?
I am.
Okay. I have too many browsers.
Apparently, you're right. That three buttons is an action overflow button. Okay. But action overflow button and menu button are apparently synonymous.
Not quite.
It's like the menu button is
the successor to the action overflow button.
Right.
Or excuse me, the predecessor. But again, it's just modernizing the design styles.
I like it. I mean, it's gotten to the point where now that applications that are pre-ICS that have that big bar across the bottom kind of annoy me.
I can understand that. Anyway, moving on. Google Voice has added custom settings for callers who aren't on your contact list. So you can now do something to people who you don't know, knowing that you don't know them. I think that's an improvement. There are many things I wish to do to people I don't know. Like ask them why they're calling me.
Like block them?
No, I can play a recording for them. Hello, you have blocked your number. I do not accept calls from people with blocked numbers. If you would like to leave a message explaining why I should care who you are, please do so after the beep. Beep.
Okay.
You are a sleazy telemarketer. Please do not leave me a message. I am hanging up now. Click.
You're silly.
I have to record a whole bunch of this.
Ooh, there's a really nice pool at the lake.
Really? Is there an exercise room?
You know, I'm looking at the list of accommodations, and I don't see anything that looks like... Okay, there's complimentary fitness center.
Okay, so, Jerry, are you going to take advantage of the pool? Because we could have a Android buffet pool party.
I don't know.
That might be disturbing. I don't know. When does an
Android... Fitness center probably doesn't have free weights, so I doubt I will be working out.
Well, you know, I like using the elliptical. I don't know if they have one, but I do love those things. Doesn't hurt my knees.
I understand.
My knees crack.
I have pretty much stopped doing all cardio.
Yeah, it's been recommended by my exercise physiologist.
And they are smarter than I am, so listen to them.
Well, they're pursuing a master's.
Which would indicate that they don't already have a master's.
Yeah, they have a...
So maybe they're not smarter than I am.
Do you have a bachelor's in physiology?
No.
Okay.
But just because you're pursuing a master's in physiology doesn't mean you have a bachelor's in physiology.
They do. Oh, well. They are going for their advanced degree after finishing. This is my second exercise physiologist.
Mm-hmm.
The first one moved to Denver to get their doctorate.
Ooh.
I keep outlasting physiologists.
Wow.
Well, you know, these things happen. If I did better, then I wouldn't need a physiologist. Anyway, moving along, the Sirius XM satellite radio app got an update. You still need a special internet subscription.
Might as well. There was a time when I was a Sirius subscriber.
They keep talking me into it for my car.
Yeah.
Well, there's no other way I can get Cousin Brucey.
I don't even know who that is.
He's the cuz. He used to be on 101.1 here in New York, our oldie station, before they fired everyone and changed formats.
Okay.
So he moved to Sirius. He does one of their oldies programs. I miss those guys on 101.1. There was Don K. Reed and his doo-wop shop. Ah, the good old days. Anyway, Hotspot Shield VPN is now available for Android. It offers free VPN service, assuming you trust them. Free includes basic encryption and ads. You can get an elite version for $1.99 a month or $19.99 a year, and that adds private browsing, malware protection, and bandwidth compression. Unfortunately, it does not yet support ICS or Honeycomb. I want to say hi to Junk Boy.
Hi, Junk Boy.
He missed all the fun parts of the show. Isn't that right, Jerry?
Every one of the fun parts. Yes. Every one.
All the memorable moments. We're going to be completely unmemorable for the rest of the show. Hope not. Anyway, it's quite possible. But Google Translate has been updated to an ICS design. You know, I really enjoyed Google Translate when I went to Italy.
I imagine.
Yes. I used to hold the phone up to people, and they used to look at me like I was nuts. It doesn't work like it does in that commercial.
No. I'm going to have to get this. It looks like it tries to do handwriting recognition.
It does.
And
break out your stylus.
And looking at the sample that they're showing, it's pretty good.
How bad is your handwriting?
That's chicken scratch.
How bad is your handwriting, Jerry?
Mine? It's pretty legible.
Well, you know what they say.
No.
The more educated you are, the less intelligible your handwriting is.
Oh.
That's how they explain medical professionals. I don't know.
I think it's so much simpler than that.
What is it?
Doctors write a ton of stuff a day, and they write really, really, really quickly because they've got a lot of crap to do.
I don't know.
And
isn't it potentially dangerous for people to not be able to read prescriptions? What if they mistake 10 milligrams for 100 milligrams?
Oops.
No, I'm saying handwriting like that could kill somebody.
It could.
I wouldn't want that on my conscience.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, I better call my physician.
And I'm telling him to write clearly.
Well, in New York, they have this whole thing with serial numbers on prescriptions and all this. They have to be logged in a computer.
Ah.
I haven't looked much into it. But I think maybe during my vacation, which is subsequent to self, maybe I'll go see my doctor. I have to see my ophthalmologist. He's a doctor, too. But he takes a lot more work because after I finish at my regular doctor, I can drive a car.
Mm-hmm.
After I get my eyes dilated, I have to hang around until I can see again. Otherwise, I could get sued.
Goodness.
Well, you know, if even though I think I could drive, if I get into a motor vehicle accident while my eyes are dilated, I would get into a lot of trouble. So I always wait at least an hour. Fortunately, my doctor has his office across the street from a shopping center. So I just hang around. Why is that funny?
It's just funny.
Why? He fortunately has... There's a shopping center across the street, so I just walk to the shopping center and hang around. You know, there's a supermarket, a restaurant, Anyway, the official Ticketmaster app is still available. So maybe after your next dilation, you can go and sit around and buy tickets to your favorite show.
I'm so excited.
Why? What do you want to do with Ticketmaster?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, I thought you had an event you wanted to go to.
Well, there is. There's a concert coming up in August here, in not in Jacksonville, but in St. Augustine, a little bit south of us, that apparently I have to go to.
Who is performing?
The Fresh Beat Band.
Never heard of them.
That's because they're a children's band. They're the band for young kids.
Okay. I'll accept that. I've been meaning to take in a Broadway show. I haven't done that in a long time. You know, there's nothing like a show on Broadway. You wouldn't know nothing. Because you refused to enter New York.
That's not true. I've driven through New York.
I'm at New York City.
Nah, I've driven through New York City. I even went over that big old bridge, that double-layer bridge.
The George Washington Bridge?
Yes, that one.
Okay.
I think
so. So you have sworn off New York City after previously being willing to be in it?
No, where I was in place A and I had to get to place B and New York was in the middle.
Yes, so you do not wish to visit here?
It scares me.
Why? We're a wonderful place. They write songs about us. How many songs have they written about Jacksonville?
I don't know. 4?
Okay. Give me the name of a song about Jacksonville so I can look it up.
I don't know of any.
Okay. You can get back to me on that. Anyway, there's a new Swift Key 3 beta released. Hopefully it will soon be
Sunset
out of beta.
Sunset Over Jacksonville by Christina Duane.
Okay.
I'll have carrying to on.
I'll have to look that one up. Excuse me, we had Frank Sinatra.
Was he a big deal?
Frank Sinatra? The chairman of the board?
Yeah, see, I don't get that. What do you mean the chairman of the board?
Wasn't that his nickname?
I don't know.
Anyway, he was a famous performer.
Okay.
Who's heard of Christina Duane? No offense to Christina Duane. I've never heard of her.
I haven't either.
Okay. But there's a new SwiftKey beta. I'm excited because I like SwiftKey. Hopefully it will soon not be a beta, and then I will like it more. Google Maps has been updated. There's now a local tab, but there's a GAT rating.
Social rating, blah.
Well, actually, Zagat is a little more professional. It's not quite Yelp. Do you have Zagats in Jacksonville?
I don't even know what a Zagat is.
It's a well-known...
I thought it was a Yelp.
No, it's a well-known restaurant review. So, think
are
of
they
it...
about as accurate as, say, movie critics?
A little more because they also use regular people. But it's more formalized. Mm. Basically, they're very
movie
well...
movie critics, by and large, suck.
Yeah, but they are very well-respected.
So are movie critics.
I don't agree with movie critics.
I don't either.
You know, I haven't seen a movie in a while. I've heard good things about that Avengers movie, but I'm not necessarily in the mood for a comic book movie.
You know, they're coming out with a new G.I. Joe? My wife and I sat down to watch Ghost Protocol, the latest Mission Impossible. And it's a Blu-ray. So on these Blu-rays, now you've got movies, previews you can't skip. The first preview was for the newest G.I. Joe. I'm so excited.
Straight to video?
No. It's got like Bruce Willis and Dwayne Johnson, and it's got a bunch of big name stars.
Maybe I'll just stick with watching movies at home.
I'm a G.I. Joe fan anyway, because you know, you grow up watching those. I grew up watching G.I. Joe.
Wasn't my thing. Not enough storyline.
It wasn't about...
I like a good plot.
When you're 6?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, I like humor and, you know, things blow up, but then they laugh about it. Anyway, moving along. You can try out ClipSync, which syncs your phone and your computer's clipboard, which actually sounds like a fairly simple yet useful idea.
Wow.
And of course...
That's really cool. Oh, only works over a LAN.
Well, for protection purposes.
Makes sense.
But once you get back to your house, you're on your LAN. Then, of course, there's Evernote Hello, which remembers people so you don't have to. What you can do is when you meet a person, they enter their information into your phone, and you take a picture of them, and it reminds you where and when you met them, what you might have in common, or what they were wearing. So you don't have to remember anybody. So, Jerry, I think you should install this app, and when you meet me, you can take a picture and ask me all of those questions.
That would be, like, really cool if you combine that with Google Goggles.
Yeah, but it's also a bit weird. Do you want to go up to people and ask them to enter their personal information on your phone so you can remember who they are?
No, but you could do that, like, right after you meet them and they go away, or you're like, excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom. And then you go into the bathroom and you enter all the stuff that
you
learned about
them. How do you take the picture of them? How do you take the picture of them, though?
Well, if you get their contact data, like, hey, can I get your phone number? Then, hey, can I get a picture of you to go with the phone number? You know, that's kind of natural with phones nowadays.
Really? So you go up to new people you've met and said, I'd like to take your picture for my contact list.
I don't go up to people.
Okay. Murph, when we come to self, we need you to pose for a picture, and we need you to enter all of your information, where we met you, what you're all about, into our phones so that we can remember who you are.
I'm going to have to check this out.
Okay. Why don't you try it itself?
I like it.
And of course...
because I'm horrible with remembering people.
So am I. That's why I keep hoping people will wear name tags, but they don't accommodate me.
There's no name tags itself?
I brought my own list. I have to remember where my official Gadget Wisdom name tag is. Maybe I need to make up an Android Buffet name tag.
You should do that. You should make us Android Buffet name tags.
I'll see what I can do. Can I give you a an Android Buffet postcard? We'll punch a hole in it and you can wear it around your neck.
Sure.
Okay. I'm bringing
postcards. Is it going to have my name on it?
Yes, you can write your name on it.
Oh, so that's no. That totally loses the professional appeal.
Fine, I'll break out the laminator for you. Is it depressing that I own a laminator? Anyway.
No, not really. Interesting, but not depressing.
I wonder where it is. It was on clearance. Anyway, have you tried Go Backup, Jerry?
I have not.
It backs up your Go Launcher settings, your contacts, and your apps if you have root. Yet another useful thing by the people who brought you Go, Go, and Go.
Go, go, go!
So Go Backup now.
Is this an advertisement? Are we getting paid for this?
No, although I really should talk to those guys. Not Go, okay. The advertising people. Although, by the way, our host will actually be at Self. They were there the last 2 years. The people who host the Android Buffet website.
Ooh, do we get to meet them?
Yeah, they gave me a t-shirt last year.
Do they, like, know you?
No, they gave everybody a t-shirt.
Oh. So these aren't, like, friends or anything. These are just, like, people who run a company that we're a customer of.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's less exciting.
They could be your friend, Jerry. You just have to make friends.
I don't do
haven't friends. Haven't you read Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People?
I have.
Okay, so win some friends.
No.
Okay.
Friends scare me.
Why do friends scare you, Jerry?
Dude, come on, man. I'm a programmer. I'm fairly antisocial just from the get.
Oh, I'm not very social. I just fake it.
Oh.
So, it's quite possible my entire personality is a complete fabrication.
It could happen.
Designed to make other people think that I'm normal. You think I'm normal, right, Jerry?
No.
Oh, then I guess I'm not doing too well.
I don't know why anybody would want to be normal. Normal is boring.
I agree. I know many non-normal people.
I'm fairly certain that most people are not normal in one way or another.
Oh, we all have our things. I know somebody who believes that they've tapped into a life they've yet to have.
Wow, that's cool. So instead of like...
a past life.
Regressing into a past life, they can pregress into a future life?
Apparently.
That's so cool.
I thought it was very interesting. I don't know how to explain it, but I thought it was a very interesting thing to tell people.
Like, is it really, really far into the future, or is it like 5 years into the future?
If I recall correctly, and I haven't asked them in a while, we haven't spoken in a couple weeks, it was a future life in the distant future where they are a non-human creature residing on the planet Earth.
Hmm. Not much you can do with that. Because, I mean, if it was like 5 years in the future, you know, they could have look at, as their future self, they could look in the newspaper and maybe, you know, make some money.
Quite possibly.
But, you know, a gazillion years in the future and you're not even human, you know, what do you do with that? I mean, sure, it's great as an icebreaker, but...
Well, you know, if I questioned all of these strange things people told me, Jerry, I'd have so many fewer people to talk to.
I know, wouldn't that be nice?
Yes. I could tell you stories.
Hmm.
Many, many stories. Many, many strange stories. Anyway, I want everybody to remember that this weekend is the Southeast Linux Fest, and I'm going to play this promo, reminding people about the Southeast Linux Fest.
Okay.
The 4th annual Southeast
Linux Fest. I love this thing.
8 through 10 in the real Motor City, Charlotte, North Carolina. If you've never been to Self before, then this is a perfect opportunity to come socialize with your fellow Linux geeks and go see the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Come participate in our many informative and entertaining talks from our wonderful speakers, many of whom talk just like you and I. We're sure to have detailed presentations covering a variety of crucial activities, like building up our communities to zombie-proofing your home. In addition to our normal scheduled events, we'll also have a number of affiliated events this year, such as Building Open Source Cloud Day, an LPI Exam Cram Day, MySQL Training, Java Hackathon, an Open Database Camp, the Drupal Camp Southeast, Drupal in a Day, BSDA certification, LPI certification, Puppet Labs training, and SaltStack training. So come to the Southeast Linux Fest June 8th through 10th in Charlotte, North Carolina, or you'll have to lie to your future grandkids when they ask you where you were when the awesome happened. For more information, visit
www.southeastlinuxfest.org. I don't know why that suddenly stopped.
But it's awesome.
Yeah.
Where were you when the awesome happened?
I'm hoping to be there, Jerry, unless my flight is delayed. Did I tell you what happened last year?
You did not.
I had a nonstop flight from New York to Greenville Spartanburg International Airport, for which I paid a reasonable amount. And they canceled my flight and put me on a de Havilland Dash 8 without air conditioning to Philadelphia, where I spent many hours. Then they had a plane going to Spartanburg, and that plane, they couldn't find a crew to operate it. Then they finally found a crew and they didn't know where they were going, which was really inspiring, but we got there. Then there was the year before, where I nearly didn't get out of Spartanburg. But anyway, I decided I would never go back to Spartanburg. Fortunately, they moved the convention to Charlotte, thus making me willing to go again. So hopefully, with all of the various airlines going to Charlotte, if there is a problem, then there's another airline a few doors down. I'm thinking optimistically in the event that I get stranded in a city I don't want to be in. Which, by the way, is what happened last year when my plane ended up stranding me in Washington, D.C. overnight. It was very nice. I did ask U.S. Airways when I went up to the counter if there was anything they could do to help me, since they had rebooked me on a flight for 6 a.m. And it was currently 10 a.m. By then, it was actually closer to 11 o'clock at night. They did answer me by asking exactly what it was I expected them to do in a somewhat obnoxious voice. Now, admittedly, I know that they're not necessarily responsible for bad weather, but I think they are responsible for friendly customer service. Expressing sympathy for the fact they expected me to spend 6 hours in an airport that I had no reason to be in would have been nice. Oh, well. Better luck
this
year.
They're people, dude. They don't care. It's, they're people.
Yes, pretend to care. That's customer service. I was on a plane down to Florida, which I mentioned to you at the time. I waved. You didn't wave back. And I got off the plane and somebody was saying, bye-bye, which reminded me of that old David Spade routine, which he used to do on Saturday Night Live, where he played a flight attendant saying bye-bye after each passenger went off.
Oh well,
people don't care anymore. It's a shame. I believe in customer service. I believe that it's an important part of a business that you shouldn't skip on. Because that's why you choose one business over an identical business, because you feel as if they're going to take care of you.
Okay.
Sorry, I've been reading Peter Shankman. He's that guy who tweeted that he really wanted a steak from a particular steakhouse, and when he arrived at Newark Airport, there was a guy from the steakhouse with a steak surprising him. Now that's service. A company saw an opportunity to impress, and they impressed. They showed up at the airport with a steak.
I don't think they would do that for me.
Are you a good customer?
I tip well.
Okay. Do you always talk about them and say how much you like them? No, I'm saying this guy really talked about how much he liked the steakhouse all the time.
Oh.
So when he was saying he really wished he had a steak, they showed up with a steak.
Okay.
And then he took pictures, he tweeted about it, he talked about it. Publicity is very important. Anyway, that's another story. If you'd like to see us, again, we will be at the Southeast Linux Fest. If you are not at the Southeast Linux Fest, you will be telling your grandchildren where you were when the awesome hit, was it? And
you won't be able to tell them where you were when the awesome happened.
Okay. Well, you'll be able to tell them where we were, and we are going to be there reporting on the awesome.
I'm not going to be reporting anything.
Okay, I'll report on the awesome. You will comment.
I'm going to go around and enjoy the awesome.
You'll be commenting on what you see at the end of the long day.
Well, there's lots of, you know, there's lots of stuff going on itself, right?
Yeah.
On Friday from 8 in the morning until 6:15 at night, I'm stacked. I got two rooms I got to be in at the same time. And on Saturday from 9 in the morning until 7:30, there's something for me to do all the time. Right.
Okay.
And then
you'll tell me when you're available for podcasting, right? We'll squeeze in.
Oh well, it's 7:30. I mean, the party doesn't start till 9.
Okay.
And, you know, Google's sponsoring the party, so yay.
Yeah.
Oh, and we had a question in the chat. Harley was asking if it's all lectures or if there's going to be displays and vendors.
There are tables. There have always been tables.
The official schedule says that there's an expo floor.
Yes, there is.
And it will be open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday and from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday.
And remember to Sunday. Remember to load up on your complimentary Fedora disks.
Why would I do that?
Why not?
I don't have a computer with an optical drive in it.
That's why I keep a USB optical drive around.
I don't need optical drives.
How do you install your operating system?
USB drive.
Okay.
I boot off the USB.
Okay. I have a USB CD drive for this purpose.
Okay.
I'm old school. Anyway, moving along. Moving along, we will see you there. We will be doing many things. We will be talking. We will be recording something, which we will call episode 99, our 100th episode, which will consist of many things occurring during the course of the weekend. I have found a program that might allow me to edit a podcast on an Android-based tablet, so I might be able to edit the podcast and put up something. It won't be as nice and beautiful as I normally do, but at least I can put up sort of a clip to the stream from my mobile device. Doesn't that sound interesting, Jerry?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I am going to bring a laptop that will have a Linux operating system on it, and I'm trying to decide on which one.
I'm going to bring my Transformer. It's more than meets the eye. Yeah, it folds. It looks like a netbook, and then it unfolds, and it turns into a tablet. Anyway, cool. I'm excited for you to see it, Jerry.
I am, too.
I know you've seen those before, though.
Yes, but I've never actually played with a Transformer Prime. Nice. I have many Transformers around my office.
This isn't a Prime, though.
Oh. It's okay, but...
It's a regular Transformer.
Okay, but it's still cool.
Yes, I agree. Cool it is. So, a few things that we probably should go over in that vein. If you are there, you can, of course, see us. We will be the ones with the Android Buffet business cards and postcards. I'm sorry there are no t-shirts. I am still waiting for somebody to volunteer to help us with t-shirts. I think my artistic capability is not quite up to the task. I'm sorry. I will try to do better in the future. And Jerry?
Yes?
Just to remind people, if you'd like to write us, you can write us at podcast@androidbuffet.com. Otherwise, you can send us a voicemail at 2012-WINICA. We love voicemails. We play them on the air.
Even
when they're not from the Door-to-Door Geek. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that just never happens, though.
Well, maybe we should call it the Door-to-Door Geek Memorial Listener Line. We can name it after him.
That's funny.
Yes. From now on, the voicemail line will also now be known as The Door. And, of course, you can contact us on Google Plus, where Kevin McLaughlin continues to run our Google Plus group.
And doing a fine job at it.
Yes, he is. And, of course, you can contact us by emailing jerry.jones@gmail.com. Jerry will respond very promptly.
Yep.
Yes. Other than that, there's, of course, Twitter @GadgetWisdom, Twitter @AndroidBuffet. I check both of them. And, of course, we are a proud product of the Tech Podcast Network. If it is tech, it's here. We love those guys because they leave us alone and let us do our thing while they do their things. Check out some of their other shows. I have to remember what some of them are. They're all good. Check them all out. I can't remember names right now. I'm tired. I had a very hard week last week, Jerry.
I understand.
Yes, it was craziness. Why are people so crazy after Memorial Day?
I don't know.
From the time I finished the podcast with you last week, whole week was crazy.
Whole week, you say?
Yes, including my day off where I went to work. There was an emergency. Part of the craziness. Anyway, if you are coming to the Southeast Linux Fest, we look forward to seeing you there. Otherwise, you will hear more about it. To that end, there will be no live show next Monday, which will be the 11th of June, as we recover from the Southeast Linux Fest. We will resume live programming on the following Monday. That would be, of course, June 18th, 2012. Are there any questions, Jerry?
Nope, none.
Any comments? Do you want to encourage people to come to the Southeast Linux Fest by telling them how awesome you are?
No.
You are the awesome that they are coming to meet?
No.
Okay. But if you are interested in meeting us, we are interested in meeting you. Isn't that right, Jerry?
Yep.
Yes.
But I'm just a guy.
I know that. I've been talking to you for 99 episodes now.
Yep.
I just want to put a increasingly shrinking body to the face, to the voice. Besides, I'm much less interesting in person.
I think I'm more interesting in person.
Okay. So you'll be more interesting, I'll be less interesting, we'll compensate. But either way, I look forward to meeting your jury. Countdown to self. And in honor of the end of this program, I have a very special surprise at the request I gathered of Kevin McLaughlin, if I understood him correctly. We haven't played the full opening theme song in such a long time. So I'm going to close it out by playing the full Cliff Bruner 1938, When You're Smiling. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Where did I put that in that file? Here. Wow.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're sighing, you bring on the rain, so stop your sighing. Be happy again. When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. So stop your crying, be happy again. Oh, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
And that brings us to the end of another episode. Keep on smiling.
Yeah, do the smiling thing.